Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Jake Smith, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Sumeet Singh, CEO and founder of AppFormix. Welcome, Sumeet.
Happy to be here, Jake.
Sumeet, as CEO and founder of AppFormix, can you tell our audience a little bit about the company and, as importantly, a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So AppFormix, we are a startup. We are based in San Jose. We've been going for about 3 years, and what we are building is a cloud service optimization platform targeting enterprise DevOps teams. What we are trying to achieve is to automate the functioning of your cloud and make it super easy for your developers to consume that environment.
Sumeet, you talked a little bit about DevOps. Can you spend a moment or two talking about why AppFormix targeted DevOps solutions and providing solutions for developers in the developer operations space of cloud deployment?
Yes. So everybody wants fast. And everybody wants it now. And, you know, as we spoke to more and more of our customers and early adopters in the enterprises, what we learned was that the operators in the enterprise, they all want to enable and foster this new culture of DevOps, where developers can service themselves, where developers can gain access in real time to the data and the information about how the infrastructure is performing. And based on all of that information, where the developers can make their own decisions and deliver whatever they need to do faster. Within that scope, what we've done is build this product for, as I'm saying, cloud service optimization. And what that product does is present to both the operator as well as the developer in the enterprise with a role-based system where each of them can log in and collaboratively see how the infrastructure is performing. They can set a monitoring policy to understand in real time if they are able to achieve the SLAs for their application or not. And then based on those policies, they are able to take actions both on the infrastructure and within their applications to ensure that the end users get the desired level of performance.
Let's talk a little bit about desired level performance and performance monitoring. AppFormix has really kind of led the market in taking advantage of Intel Resource Director technology. How does that work, and how does that work with your product that you just recently announced called Container Flow?
So Intel Resource technology, I believe it's this great innovation. What it enables us to do is look inside the CPU and see what's happening. There's many different threads of execution operating on a processor at any given time, but inside the processor, there are shared resources. For example, the cache inside the processor is shared. And now with RDT, for the first time, we are able to look under the hood and see how much cache each thread is consuming. And then based on looking at that, we are able to analyze in real time if the threads are competing for cache resources. And then many times when threads are competing for those resources, one is able to make progress and the other is not. The Container Flow technology, I mean, using RDT, we can look under the hood and we can tell you in real time if threads are competing. And we can also run the analysis to kind of tell you that, hey, this is how much cache you should allocate to each of those threads. And the best part about RDT is that dynamically at runtime, we can change those configurations. You can now say that, hey, this thread gets more cache, this other thread gets less cache.
As you speak about this, Sumeet, I'm starting to think of the possibilities that you can enable. You're actually creating a whole new culture of developer operations environments that we haven't even ever talked about before.
Yeah, and if you really think about DevOps, right, I mean, we talk about collect everything, like grab all your metrics so that you're able to look at them. And then what the AppFormix platform enables you to do is actually analyze all of those metrics in real time. Previously, we were doing all kinds of like metrics from hardware, from the application, from the operating system, but RDT just, you know, gives us that additional edge. And now developers, they can say that, hey, you know, this application is more important than the other one. And so now we can take that policy all the way down to the hardware, implement it in a way where that application truly gets dedicated resources all the way through the system, you know, the operating system, the now even inside the processor.
This is a really interesting innovation, Sumeet. You just announced a program with Rackspace. Can you tell the listeners a little more about how you're able to go to creating an environment for DevOps to launching a channel program? What does that mean?
We, as a company, invested 2.5 years in building this platform, and Rackspace is our first large partner. And Rackspace is, I would say, the leading provider of private cloud to customers. I mean, Rackspace has this practice where if you're a large enterprise, then Rackspace can build a private cloud for you and operate it for you. What's really cool is now is that Rackspace deploys AppFormix as part of that private cloud environment. And what it does is it makes operations very efficient for both, you know, internal Rackers who are deploying the cloud and trying to monitor and see how the cloud is operating, as well as the customers who can now log into that same interface and have that collaborative experience, take actions together using APIs as well as this GUI that we have, which we think is pretty awesome technology.
Rackspace is also known as a leading provider of OpenStack solutions. How do you see the market embracing OpenStack, and how is that really driving enterprise adoption across workloads?
As we've gone out to customers, you know, we've been doing this for 3 years now. Every single year, we see the adoption of OpenStack increasing. It's not just a few servers. We are seeing hundreds of servers in every cluster and thousands of servers in clusters, and that's the beauty of this. It's being adopted at scale.
You have a great background, co-founder and chief scientist of NetSift, bought by Cisco. You spent almost 8 years as a data center architect and principal engineer at Cisco, a couple of years at Microsoft, and 3 years ago you founded AppFormix. Where does that drive come from to do what you do, Sumeet?
It's just about changing the world, bringing great minds together to create innovation, to create products that customers love, and getting technology in the hands of customers. That's what we are most passionate about.
It's great to hear. It's also very refreshing. Can you talk about the awards that your products have won?
You know, it's actually been a great year for us at AppFormix. We most recently won the Cloud Product of the Year at Interop. And we were also, you know, the winners of the Grand Award at Interop, which is across all the segments. And for that award, we beat out the bigger companies like Cisco and VMware. We were also named Showcase Technology at the MIT CIO Symposium. And most recently, you know, we've been hitting up all these lists. We were named one of 10 coolest cloud startups. We were named the top emerging vendor for the year. So it's been really good for us as a company, you know, both from the perspective of attracting talent, getting the product out to more and more customers. And as a startup to win that award, it was absolutely cool, and it completely energized the team as well.
Where can people go and find out more about your company's products and services?
AppFormix.com, www.appformix.com. And if you want to find out more about RDT, it's appformix.com/intel. You can even sign up for a free trial, get access to our product, and try it today.
Sumeet, thank you so much. We really appreciate you being here. And this is Jake Smith signing off for Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Thanks, and have a great afternoon.
Thank you.